The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we are thrilled right now to go to the guest hotline and welcome onto the show for his weekly Tuesday 5 p.m. appointment, our guy Austin Eckler, who's going to provide trust and insight. He is our trusted insider. This is presented by IT Cadre, where DC Sports Insiders share their exclusive perspective. We've been waiting to talk to Austin as he's gotten healthier post-concussion, and he is willing to hop on with us today. First of all, Austin, welcome back on show, man. We've been thinking about you. How are you, brother?
Yo, what's up, fellas? I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. I've been getting back feeling like myself, so that's been great. Definitely went through it there for a little bit. Just with the concussion symptoms, trying to just get through the fogginess feeling, but definitely trending in the right direction. And now just still dealing with some repercussions of the hit. But like I said, trending in the right direction, so that's a good thing.
So, Austin, as much as you're comfortable and willing to discuss, I think there is something instructive about people knowing, like, we hear the word concussion and we're like, that happens in football, right? Or like, okay, who's getting the next carry or whatever? Like, what has your life been like? And what have your last week and a half or so kind of been like for you as you've been battling this?
Yeah, well, first, I think it's important to kind of diagnose the magnitude of kind of the situation. Like, I didn't even remember how I got off the field. Like, I just remember kind of like coming to, as far as like remembering stuff. I had a, like, short-term memory loss. I remember my wife was sitting in the room and I'm getting like evaluated by our medical staff, you know, in the back room. And so that's when I started to remember things. And then I started all of a sudden, okay, was getting, you know, helped up and going and getting in the back of the ambulance to go get a CT scan. So, like I was definitely concussed and had seen some major symptoms there. So that's something that is,
That at the stadium, Austin, or is that at the hospital after?
That's at the stadium. And so Basically, ever since I got into the ambulance, I could pretty much remember everything. But it kind of just showed you the kind of the severity of the incident. And this is my second concussion this year. The first one was versus the Bengals early on. And I actually didn't remember how I got off the field on that one either. So not good to see any memory loss, obviously, from taking a hit to the head. And so this one, you know, also has some pain in my neck that I'm dealing with, too, just trying to get back through that. So that's kind of where the decision for all the IR stuff came from, where it's like, hey, man, let's not rush you back. Let's kind of put you in a place where you can, you know, do the right thing, treat yourself, make sure you're 100%, not mess around with coming back at all too early or, you know, having any pressure to come back really early because you're on IR. So kind of where I'm at right now. Now it's just continue to go in every single day and get some treatment, which is a lot of just mobility, a lot of strengthening, a lot of just different memory things, eye tracking. There's a lot of stuff that goes into, you know, just recovering from a concussion. And so that's what I'm going through right now.
Are you completely symptom-free now?
Symptom-free. I'm getting there.
Okay, good.
I haven't passed out of the protocol yet, but I'm getting there.
Good.
Yeah. So first of all, relief to hear, man. We were all thinking about you. Obviously, you know, getting right is the most important thing. What's the next milestone for you in terms of getting back?
There's a few. The next one is passing concussion protocol, which I don't think I'm very far off, but you just got to pass all the tests. You got to see all the non-affiliated people. There's a procedure that we have set up to protect our guys, to make sure that there's not a lot of pressure from the club or there is not an opportunity. So we have a lot of independent neurologists that we have to talk to, that will go and talk to them. So just getting clear through that is kind of the next step that I'm going through right now.
Let's go back to that Dallas game, if you don't mind. Just sort of thinking about it, you guys come off a couple really tough games against a couple really tough teams. Home game against Dallas, huge rivalry obviously here. Just what do you think just wasn't right in that one? And then I want to get your perspective on what was right here this past week against Tennessee.
Yeah, man, division games, you know, as long as I've been in the league, you know, it doesn't seem to matter what your record is ever. Like, division games are always tough, and that's kind of – what it's come down to, and this was no different. You know, another division game. They're familiar with us. We're familiar with them as far as players anyway. And, you know, it's one of those tough division games, and that's what we found ourselves in. They were struggling on offense. We were struggling on offense. And then all of a sudden, you know, towards the end of the game, everyone starts, you know, putting up points, whether it's special teams, you know, big plays. It was just one of those dogfight games that might not be exciting to watch for the most part. And then all of a sudden, it's a burst of excitement at the end. Unfortunately, we ended up losing. But, you know, just some things that you go back and you look, and, yeah, there's plays that they made on defense that stopped us. Same with our defense. Our defense was definitely stopping them as well. But offensively, we just didn't do enough to connect, to keep the chains moving. And that was something that, you know, just running the ball didn't do as well, obviously, as we did last week, where, shoot, I think I had 250 yards or so like that against the Titans. So it's just one of those games where, hey, look, it's been a struggle. We're trying to find a way, and we did have a chance there at the end. We gave ourselves a chance to win the game, and, you know, it takes a village to make sure we get the win, and we ended up falling short.
Austin Eckler with us here on G&D. Let's get into that Titans game from your perspective. You know, watching from afar, what did you see that looked a little bit different? Because that offense was unbelievable from jump street against Tennessee, never let up, and it was just impressive from start to finish. What did you see in that game?
Yeah, you know, I saw our offense connected early. I love that we were getting Terry the ball early. Like, man, what a special player. I love to see our offensive line coming off the ball, especially against a good front like Tennessee has. And I think we really saw that in practice. I think, you know, Bobby Wagner stood up and was talking to the team, addressed us, really got us connected, really got us locked in, you know, before we headed to the bye week. And we saw that in Wednesday practice really come alive. Like, it was one of our better practices that we've had. We actually went back and watched the film on it yesterday. And it's like, man, like, look at how we practice. Like, when we come back from the bye week, this is what practice has to look like. And it was people running, offensive linemen, double teams, driving five yards off the ball. It was something that you would expect to see from a team that's really hungry, going out there, right, putting it all out on the line. And so it was really good to see that on Wednesday, and it carried over to Thursday, Friday. And then, you know, we saw it come alive on Sunday as we rushed for, like I said, 250 yards. So, you know, we're in the mindset of, look, we're in the bye week right now. This is the last kind of final straw of the regular season. And you're right. It's, hey, let's win this last, you know, part of the regular season, get ourselves in a playoff spot. And so it's coming down to the final stretch here.
Austin Eckler is with us on Grant and Danny Weekly Appointment. Trusted insight from a trusted insider, presented by IT Cadre, where DC Sports Insiders share their exclusive perspective. Austin, I believe I have this right. So it's not 4 weeks, it's four games, right? So even with the bye, it's three games after that, so you could still come back for that final game. Did you watch this past game at home, or were you at the stadium, and would that change as you get further along in your recovery?
Yeah, so you're right there. I believe it is four games as well, so I'll be eligible for the last game and then anything in the playoffs as well. And then, yeah, I watched from home for this past game. Basically, they were going to put me up in the booth, and so they usually give you an option, depending on what your symptoms are. If you're, you know, you got like a sprained ankle or something like that, they're probably not going to have you standing around, so probably have you at home. You know, concussion, all right, sensory overload, don't need you around the loud noises, don't need you around all this stuff. Like, let's just go watch it from home. So it just kind of depends on your situation of what you're dealing with, depending on if you want to go and be at the stadium. Usually it's going to be up in a box. We have like a player's IR type of injury box. Or, depending on your situation, you could be down on the sideline as well. It just kind of depends. But for me, it was like, okay, let's go up in the box. Or, I mean, let's stay home. Maybe next next time we come around to the home game, you know, I'll be ready to be in the box or even be down the sideline, help support the guys. Just kind of a week-by-week kind of thing.
Could you tell just watching on TV, the CBS copy that we all saw, like, oh, okay, we're going to maul these guys because they're doing this, or this is a good matchup for us for this reason? I mean, the first carry of the game was a 40-yard touchdown, and you guys never looked back.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good start.
Pretty good, I guess, right? Yeah.
That's about as fast as you can start a game right there. Like, we went out, got a stop. I think it was the punt of the first one, but we had two turnovers, I believe, in the first quarter.
Right.
And all of those led to touchdowns. So we had, I think it was like four touchdowns within the first quarter or close to the first quarter. So, I mean, as far as efficiency goes, I bet that's about as efficient as you can get, right? You're on pace to score 100 points, which is not typically sustainable in the NFL, which, you know, it wasn't. You know, we kind of had a lull there in the second quarter because typically you don't get off to a start like that and maintain it for very long. The adjustments are made, you know, the other team also gets paid to make plays as well. And it's just not very typical. So, you know, they made some adjustments, made some stops, mounted a small comeback, but yeah, our team was, we were getting in the end zone. So if we're able to capitalize on turnovers and get in the end zone, it's going to be hard to win if you're the opponent team.
Austin, you guys are all obviously adults, grown-ups playing a grown man's game, but I sort of say this tongue-in-cheek. They're also adults among the adults, guys like you have been around, and Bobby Wagner, you know, a future Hall of Famer. You mentioned earlier he got up and spoke to everybody on Wednesday, and he's not as much of a rah-rah guy as maybe some others, but what did that mean and you know, kind of what was said?
I wasn't there. I was actually getting treatment. So this is what I'm hearing. You know, I talk with DQ on the regular, and so he let me know that had happened, and I thought that was great because I thought it was perfect timing for what we had been going through, kind of some tough losses, and by a guy that's really respected, not just around our team, but around the league, and so his message is going to hit home with a lot of guys, and it sounded like it did. Talked about, you know, making sure it was about sacrifice, finishing, right, making sure, hey, we have a bye week, let's make sure we leave it all on the line, things like that, around that nature, just really kind of that finish, that little oomph, the extra oomph that we can give that shows up on Sundays because you play like you practice. And so it's definitely the message that we needed, and we saw it, you know, all come together out there. So, you know, it's great to see players step up like that and do that in times of need. You know, it's not needed all the time, but when you're going through like a tough stretch like we did with 3-game loss, definitely a time for, you know, a player to step up and, you know, make a message that can be felt. And it all depends on who you are. Not everyone can do that. You mentioned, like, there's adults within the league. There's people that have earned the respect, that earned the right, that have the respect. And Bobby's definitely one of those people.
Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Each and every week we get you a listener question that is sent in by one of our listeners, presented by IT Cadre. And I like this one a lot today. This is from Jupe, who says, how do you prepare differently for different weather conditions? If a game's freezing, if it's snowing, if it's hot. Like, how much of your prep goes into actually the conditions as the year goes on?
Oh, yeah. You know, at practice nowadays, you know, I was wearing, let's talk at the beginning of the season, like, I'm wearing T-shirts and shorts, you know, cutoffs and stuff like that. Now, it's actually a blessing to be able to practice in this weather because you can actually prepare for it. I remember when I was on the West Coast and we would come out here during the end of the year on the East Coast, and I would be freezing my butt off. Like, because I'm in sunshine, you know, wear my T-shirt. Now all of a sudden I come out here and I think I can just put on one layer. And now being out in it, I understand I wear three different T-shirts under my pads that are like turtleneck, thicker T-shirts because I want to be prepared where I don't want to be warm. I don't want to be cold at all. And I can never wear anything on my arms because I like the ball contact on my arms. Not something I have to adjust to and I've been able to out here while I'm out here. And then also catching cold balls. Sounds weird, but it actually, like, it's different. It's different when the temperature of the ball is a lot lower because your hands feel different. Like, there's just a different smack when it hits your hands. It stings a little bit. So being able to actually get acclimated to that, and I think it's a little advantage when you're out here and used to it and can actually practice in that. So great question. So I think there's a lot of advantages to being out here and when you have to play in these cold environments.
Good question from Jay here as well. What's it like being on IR? What is it that you can do? Obviously, you're getting treatment and stuff, but can you go to practice? And does it feel kind of isolating?
It sucks, man.
Yeah.
It freaking sucks, you know? And this is whoever's on IR, however you got there, it sucks. Just because now you know you're going to miss, you know, some time. And isolating, you are definitely isolated. It's not anything intentional, but coaches are putting a game plan together that's with the current guys, and they're over doing the normal routine, going to meetings and stuff like that, and now all of a sudden your routine changes when you're on IR to now treatment is your main thing, because what do you need to do? You need to get back as soon as you possibly can. So you're a little bit more isolated. You're not in as many meetings, you know, maybe not at practice, depending on what you're recovering. For me, thankfully, I'll be able to get to still some of the meetings and some of the practices, but you're not in the game plan, so you're not, like, on the field. There's no really attention. You're kind of like a support person now as far as, you know, like, you can cheer on the boys out there, I guess. So it definitely is different, not ideal for the injury sake and for just a social sake. But the team wants nothing for you when you're on IR besides getting back. Like, just look, let us focus on the game plan. That's what they're going to do. And then, hey, you get yourself back and we'll welcome you with open arms. So it definitely does feel a little lonely, but luckily we have also the training staff too, who's a great, great group of people out here that, you know, keep us occupied and keep us moving in the right direction to get back.
Our guy, Austin Eckler, who's sounding good and on the mend. We'll let you go here, Austin. But I guess it sounds like we could see you again for sure this season, that this is not the end of the season for you.
Hey, man, it's week to week. It's one of those things. I want to continue to learn more about, hey, it's my second concussion. You know, what am I more susceptible for a third one now that I've had two and the severity of mine? So it's a learning process for me because I've never had anything like this bad and twice in the same year. So it's one of those things where, you know, I'm human. I don't know everything about my conditions right now. I have some new ones that I'm dealing with. And it's one of those things where you just got to continue to learn and then try to make the best judgment. The best thing about it is the team's got my back pretty much on any decision that I make. And so I really appreciate DQ and Adam Peters for being there and kind of being, you know, open to helping me out.
That's awesome. Very well said, man. Glad you're heading in the right direction, my friend, and really appreciate the time as always.
Thank you. Thanks, boys. Good time.
Yeah, positive vibes from us and all our listeners, man. We're thinking about you. There's Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny for his weekly appointment here on The Fan. You see why we love having him on the show. He's just terrific.
Just so thoughtful, man. He's excellent.